This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is an absolute maximum red alert. It's not because CNN's coming out saying ban InfoWars. It's that they're openly calling to have a competing news organization shut down. It's CNN saying kill the president. It's CNN having guests on saying the guy that shot Scalise wasn't a bad guy. He was standing up against the evil. The racism, the division, the brainwashing, the Gulf War Arab dictatorships that give them millions of dollars, like Qatar on record. I mean, this is a criminal organization. And they're calling for people to go community strike and claim that we're bullying the students. And then they say, oh, another video got taken down that was number one this week where they said that no one died or whatever. And Jones's videos are similar. No, they're not, you liars. But once you get them taken down, you can make up whatever crap you want. So I'm going to say this to everybody very clear. This is America 2018. CNN on their front page and on television is calling for another news organization in the United States to be banned. If you can say ban InfoWars from YouTube, that's what they're calling for. Banned. They've been calling for Trump to be banned off Twitter. And Twitter says they're considering it. Because they don't want you to be able to fight back, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand? This isn't just, oh, try to get somebody to sue me or something like that or misrepresent what we say. This is, don't play a clip of David Hogg, who's a senior and who's in the media department and who's in the acting department. We're not saying he's an actor in that there was no shooting. We're saying he's got scripted anti-gun lines. Out of 3,000 students, they're force-feeding these four. They just got caught staging the town hall. They got caught giving Donna Brazile the questions for Hillary. This is CNN in the WikiLeaks being run by the Democratic Party. So they're making their move because we're kicking their butt with the truth. And now there are major congressional talks about hearings about fake news. They're the fake news. Unbelievable. We're going to Paul Watson in a minute. We're going to break right now. I just want to set the table here. Here is a clip of one of the young people, and everybody's got to do this. When I say go out as human intelligence and go to city council or go to CNN events or go to these liberal churches, you're going to record them saying the most insane stuff. You'll have white preachers saying, we need to go ahead and just kill all the white people. And they'll say, we're going to go ahead and take the cross out. This is mainline Methodist churches, you name it, are like, Bill and Melinda Gates are the Christ of our time. Give money. We're going to give Bill and Melinda Gates the offering today. This is major churches in Austin, mainline churches, first churches, churches I've had family go to, where they get rid of the one preacher and bring in new ones, and it's like North Korean propaganda. They're making their move, and that's why, imagine if we had 50 students go down there and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to read your question, because once you know how the scam works, you know how to get around it, and then you get up during that live feed, they cancel it when they start going to the questions, and everybody doesn't go with the question they're given. Why be directed by these people? It's legal, it's lawful, and look, they're going to either kill me or shut me down. They're making their moves right now. I am honored. This is an extreme honor to be public enemy number one after Trump. I am so... I am so blessed. This is an incredible honor. And it's an honor to talk to you, and it's an honor to work with everybody, but I can just read the tea leaves. They're coming. And you know what? I'm coming, too. Head-on collision, baby. You want to fight? You better believe you got one. And if we fall like the Alamo, out of that we'll become the greater victim. That's how it works. That's what romance is all about. That's what struggle is all about. This is the stuff history's made of. We'll be right back with Paul Watson and the students who witnessed the censoring and the scripting at CNN, which they're desperate to shut down and not have a discussion of. so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the InfoWar and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You are hearing the transmission that they don't want you to hear. Huge, giant developments. We've got CPAC clips. We've got intel on foiled attempts to assassinate the president. We have got just so much. CNN caught staging town halls, caught scripting things. They're trying to ban InfoWars right now. I was just talking to Paul Watson during the break, our great London reporter and InfoWars editor. He reminded me, Rupert Murdoch came out last week, and the CEO of News Corp, and said, shut down all alternative content and only force feed mainstream news. And they said, start with InfoWars. They actually say, start with us. So see, Trump's got a big problem, because Rupert Murdoch was for Hillary, but now he's cozied up to Trump. These are the very people stabbing him with one hand while patting him on the head with the other. And I'm putting headlines up if you're a radio listener. Rupert Murdoch pressured Facebook for changes to help news publishers. And then you read into this, and it says, shut down InfoWars. You can pull up the headline, CEO of News Corp calls for internet censorship plan. And then notice Soros comes out and says, any nationalist talk, anti-EU talk, ban it from the internet. And then he went further and he said, we want Drudge banned. They use the term ban Drudge. Ban, you want ban. Ban. Put Drudge up. Why do they not want Drudge? Oh, it says that all the liberal media is plunging. All their ratings are dropping. The left doesn't want Nancy Pelosi. The left doesn't want Dianne Feinstein. They can't even get endorsements or money now from their own people. Scroll down. Oh, and look, clips of people saying that the town hall was scripted and the proof. Oh, no, we can't do that. Oh, and they're telling Jimmy Kimmel, tone down the politics at the Oscars because all of our ratings have tanked. They're dying. And so I always explain, they're going to move to shut down our speech and go authoritarian. But how is this bad? Most of the New York Times traffic, it turns out, comes from Drudge. He sends them more than Facebook. And how do they respond? We want to shut Matt Drudge down. You give us all our traffic. We hate you. You're a Russian. Remember? Matt Drudge is a Russian because he linked hundreds of times to RT. And he linked thousands of times to you. Jerks. So this is so huge. It's on InfoWars.com. It's a total red alert. If they can set the precedent with the community guidelines to say criticizing seniors in high school that are political and who have clearly been scripted in the talking points. We're not saying they're actors faking. We're not saying people didn't die. But CNN is implying it, but not letting you see the video. Oh, CNN took down another viral video that said it was all fake. And now Jones has similar ones that are also being taken down. This is what they're doing. This is how they're shutting it all down. This is what's happening. And you've got Rupert Murdoch and George Soros working together, saying specifically, shut down access to InfoWars and shut down access to the Drudge Report. the next step is coming and killing us and arresting us, or vice versa. You understand that, right? They don't just shut people up because they're going to leave them out there. They know they can't shut us up. They know it's going to cause a Streisand effect. They know we're going to just get bigger. It's underground because people aren't supposed to see it. They're not supposed to hear it. And what are we doing? This is all totally makes sense. Here's the clip. Florida school shooting survivor from Fox News. This is the great evil, you see. They don't want you to hear Tucker Carlson either. I know for a fact all those people have been threatened to stop being so hardcore or they're going to be off the air. But then Fox lost half its ratings trying that crap, so they backed off, see? So there's major pressure to bring in censorship, and people don't want to do it. You think YouTube really just wants to ban everything and really be authoritarian? The average person? No. The average person at YouTube knows full well what I'm really saying. We're not intimidated. Tucker responds to legal threat from Podesta lawyer. Yeah, it's just incredible. So let's go ahead and go to this clip that I'm going to pull. Here it is. This is a Florida school shooting survivor who CNN, by the way, has been calling a liar. Oh, but is that bullying him? You know what, CNN, you have a right. He's in the public venue. He's got the evidence. Everybody else knows what you did. But you're allowed to say he's a liar. You got free speech. Am I going to go to YouTube and the community guidelines and say, oh, CNN said this young man is a liar. I never even called Hogg a liar. I said his whole family's anti-gun. He admittedly is trying to intern at CNN and traveling there. He's in all these different things, and the kids are all going off talking points. It's true. But even if it wasn't true, it's covered under the First Amendment. Here it is.
What had happened was, 4 days ago, I had gotten contacted by a lady named Carrie Stevenson from CNN. She had asked me originally to just write a speech. It was going to be at the town hall at the BB&T Center. So I agreed. I felt like it would be the right thing to do, be able to go speak my part, as well as open eyes to a few things that I thought that could make this situation a little better.
Yeah, that's what they do. They get you to the event. They get you to the event. Because I've been involved with CNN many times. And then it all changes. But let's continue. We're going to Paul.
From there, 3 days ago, so the next day after that, we had gotten, I got an email back from her, and she asked for more of questions rather than a speech, which I was totally fine with. So I wrote a little less of a speech and more of questions that I wanted to ask at the town hall. The day after that, it was more of just questions. She asked for just questions that I would like to ask. So I gave her my questions, and then yesterday at about 5:15, I made contact with her, and she had asked if I just asked her one question. So what they had actually done was wrote out a question for me, because in my interview with CNN, I talked about arming the teachers if they were willing to arm themselves in the school to carry on campus. And they had she had taken that of what I had briefed on and actually wrote that question out for me. So I have that question here if you'd like me to ask it for you.
Well, but I just want to make sure I have this straight. So you sent them a long, in effect, essay on what you thought, but they put
yes,
their
sir.
Own words in the question, and they weren't the same as the words you had sent in. They were the producer's words?
Absolutely. They had taken what I had wrote and what I had briefed on and talked about, and they actually wrote the question for me.
But not with your words. I mean, they put their own words into your question, even after they'd asked you to send questions.
Absolutely.
But that seems dishonest.
It definitely did, and that's kind of why I didn't go last night. Originally, I had thought that it was going to be more of my own question and my own say, and then it turned out to be more of just a script. And she had actually said that over the phone, that I needed to stick to the script.
I just read the CNN article again. There's also a video report. You guys download that. And they say that we say they're all crisis actors and that it basically didn't happen. I'm so angry because we've now reviewed the video that's on our computer, and it was Owen Schroyer. He said no such thing. Gosh, that is so evil, man. God, I'm so tired of them misrepresenting and then deleting it so they can lie about it. Let's go ahead and go to Paul Watson. Paul, thank you for joining us and putting this out. This is just amazing. And It doesn't hurt me personally, Paul. It gets to me to know that we're dealing with people this evil. Paul, this is huge.
Well, I mean, you predicted it, Alex. When you were on with Milo, you said they would conflate wild conspiracy theories about the shooting not happening with us questioning the public statements of this kid who's got his First Amendment right to lobby for, you know, gun control, and we've got our right to combat that. But no. You know, that's harassment, that's bullying, apparently. But this other kid who said the question given to him was scripted, CNN can publicly shame him and call him a liar, and that's completely fine. You know, in Russia, Alex, the government censors dissident media outlets. In America, apparently, CNN thinks it's their job to do that.
We're going to go to break. I have to sue. And I've already met with the lawyers. I'm not a litigious person. I have to sue them all. I haven't even plugged. I've done an hour and 20 minutes and not plugged any products, folks. We need funding, as you can see. Infowarsstore.com, a lot of great specials. Get in there.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
And if InfoWars is the cure to fake news, CNN is the disease. Michael Zimmerman, who manages our YouTube accounts, just walked in and handed me another little juicy. They just hit us with another strike. One strike away from taking down 12 years of videos on one channel over 2 billion views. And with glee, CNN, with all its fraud and all its stage debates and all its stage town halls and all its stage questions, is calling for us to be shut down, saying we're saying nobody died. And, of course, not showing me say that. You know, that's what journalists do. If I tell you, Hillary says, let's all be nasty bitches, I can play a clip of her saying it. Or if I say Jonathan Gruber said, thank God you're so dumb. Or if I say Obama said, if you think you built a business, you didn't build that, somebody else did it. He said that. So, they already don't let our subscribers get the videos. They've already got a shadow banned. I mean, the channel is let me just give the listeners a little intel on the poll. It's a feeder channel for everybody else to post it on theirs. They have it shadow banned. You have them on video saying only people that go directly to the page and hand click on it can see the videos. And now they're starting to block those. I said I liked the Super Deluxe video attacking me, and they didn't understand it, blew up in their face. So they messed up the video and took it down when it was viral. They put it back up, messed up on YouTube. And we have videos of them admitting this behind the scenes. Project Veritas shot. I mean, does anybody understand? This is open and shut civil rights violation, criminal racketeering. If you get $500,000 as a gay couple because somebody wouldn't bake your cake, what happens when I've got your executives behind the scenes talking about how they're screwing me over? And everybody else's free speech. And how you want to shut me down. It's not that I'm bad. It's not that I'm a bully. It's that the bosses want him shut down. Paul Watson, they have congressional hearings in the intelligence committees, and they say, number one story on the internet's InfoWars, Paul Watson, Congressman Quigley. He looks at the heads of Twitter, Facebook, and Google, and they go, sir, at lunch we saw it and shut it down. And we're bringing in AI to do it live time in the next month, sir. Well, a couple months later, it's here, baby. It's here, baby. They're having hearings where at lunch they're trying to stop this man right here. You see him? You're watching this on our own? That man right there. And why? Because he's eloquent and he is smart and the girls love him and they're scared of him. So let's go to the guy they're so scared of that congressional hearings about. Paul, we just got another one for our video interviewing the students and playing clips from HOU and other stations, people saying there were multiple shooters and that they were with Cruz when the shooting was going on. That's bombshell. We said, we don't know what's going on, but this is newsworthy. That bullied the students, Paul. Playing clips of two students, interviewing a student. Oh, and what did Snopes say? They said he was a fake actor we hired. Of course, it turned out he was real. See, everything they say we're doing, they're doing. Paul, the magnitude of this is incredible, and they're making their move. We are one strike away from being banned. Don't these idiots get this is Streisand effect, baby. Go ahead, Paul.
Listen, Alex, they took down the video because of CNN's campaign to censor another media network, by the way, for harassment and bullying. This is in the same week that CNN sent a reporter, Drew Griffin, to the home of an old lady to harass and bully her over Russian collusion claims. Everybody's seen the clip. It was widely condemned by everybody in the media. They said it was harassment and bullying. Now, that clip's obviously on YouTube somewhere, on CNN's channel. Maybe people should think about flagging that video, because that actually is harassment and bullying. Oh, but we know YouTube has one rule for us and another rule for people in the
Facebook. Millions of people are on sites calling for organizing for murdering the president.
Exactly. So Jimmy Kimmel can talk about tragedies and make money out of them, and that's fine. Anybody else does that. Even people who try to raise money for charities, they get shut down. Alex, they're talking about fake news and conspiracies about tragedies and the moral panic surrounding that. The mainstream media circulated a fake news story about this tragedy for about 24 hours when they claimed the shooter was a member of a white supremacist group. It was a fake news story. YouTube reacted to that by taking down a video, which is by Tim Pool. He criticized the media for falling for that fake news story. They took down his video. So if you take on the likes of CNN for their fake news, for conspiracies, fake news about tragedies, they target you as well. So again, they're all on the same team. Alex, in this article, they literally salivate over the fact, oh, we flagged these other videos and two more strikes and they're out. Now it's one strike, as you said.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. CNN's not just telling everybody to go flag. They admit they're trying. Because we're talking about the young people, the young adults they have on as their PR people that go up and basically intern for them. They're mad that we're going after basically their PR people and just pointing out that they're PR people. We're not saying the shooting didn't happen. This is so criminal. That's what I'm saying. CNN is a criminal organization. They're not just fake news. They are the enemy. They are terrorists. They are the disease.
And Alex, I mean, you don't need to like InfoWars to see that this is a massive concern. Obviously, there are center-right media organizations that hate us, okay? Once we're gone, they're next. Everyone needs to be concerned about this. It's not just CNN. Wall Street Journal 2 weeks ago came out with an article about how they were lobbying YouTube to censor, to demote our content on the algorithm. We know YouTube's already doing that by placing CNN and the others on top of our content. So they're already trying to push us down. But no, that's not enough. We need to be gone off the platform, deplatformed, silenced, just like in Russia, where the government does it, CNN does it in America. And the CEO of News Corp came out and admitted the biggest reason for it. He said in a, quote, dysfunctional media environment, they are going to make more money if they silence independent voices. He literally said, quote, the potential returns for our journalism would be far higher. And brazenly admitted the primary reason is to make more money for them. Obviously, it's because we're challenging and destroying their narrative, which is why CNN is doing it. And they're so brazen about it, Alex. That wasn't even the only article in which they're promoting this new campaign to silence us off the internet. There's another article as well. This is a full-board lobbying effort by CNN, and everybody should be absolutely outraged over this.
And they're now bringing out the Sandy Hook folks saying that, again, we're saying this shooting didn't happen and misrepresenting. You've always said Sandy Hook happened. We've only had debates from both sides about it. They misrepresent that. They're doing it again. They say in the article that, oh, another video saying the shooting didn't happen was taken down. And they try to imply it's us.
No, exactly. They're conflating us challenging this student, being coached on his opinions, being an activist, which he is. And fair enough. I don't care. We can address his arguments without being completely censored. This is absolutely incredible. Every media organization in America should be up in arms about this. We need to fight back.
This is Soviet Union level stuff.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species.
The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We have gotten two strikes from YouTube, and CNN admits that they did the strikes and that they are trying to file other ones to have us shut down, openly calling for competing news organizations to be shuttered. Imagine if we started a campaign to have CNN's cable license revoked, or to have CNN's doors closed, or to have CNN banned. But see, you don't have to do that because they have to pay people at airports and hotels to watch their crap. They're reviled. They're known as fake news worldwide, fake town halls, fake events, fake interviews, bullying old women, Como saying, you know, you're not allowed to read WikiLeaks, only we are. You'll go to jail if you don't. They are total dystopic authoritarian bullies. And now, in one day, two strikes, and they're salivating, as Paul Watson pointed out, saying that one more, we're going to be shut down. They are the ones filing it. So, Paul, this is beyond the Soviet Union. I don't even know how to have a headline strong enough when we, I guess, post this as one of our last videos on YouTube before the lawsuits. How do you even say CNN joins News Corp in call to ban competing news agencies? I mean, you've got Rupert Murdoch, you've got his CEO, as you said, in the Wall Street Journal, and that was the headline. Hold on to your tinfoil hat. YouTube is coming for you. Pull that up last week. And it was the Wall Street Journal in talks with Google saying, shut Alex Jones down as the test case. This was in the Wall Street Journal, and I came in here and just mentioned it. Like, it's, oh, no big deal. There's about 300 newspapers today saying, shut me down. And then they misrepresent what I say because I'm the bad guy. See, first you demonize the person. Then people go, oh, well, I guess you can ban him. And then it's everybody. I put the headline back up. There's it. And then that story links to the Wall Street Journal. It says, hold on to your tinfoil hat. Alex Jones, YouTube is coming for you. And then scroll down. Click on. Right there. And they say, we're going to battle state-sponsored. So Alex Jones is a Russian, no proof, total lie. And so they say they meet with all these executives. Scroll down, it's got the Wall Street Journal link. They're right there, the Wall Street Journal. And I went and read the Wall Street Journal itself, and it's incredible. YouTube takes aim at conspiracies and propaganda. So they just label you, and then you disappear, and then what is it? Oh, it's students saying there were multiple shooters. Local news clips, and then we have one of the students on, and then that's bullying. You're banned. Oh, you say that some of these kids are PR people for the anti-gun lobby when they admit they are. Oh, that's bullying. You're banned. You say, why are there four kids all over TV out of 3,000? Oh, that makes too much sense. You're banned. And then we don't censor. Oh, no, we're just doing this because Alex Jones says no shooting happened, which I didn't say. And then in their trade publications, they don't even say that. CNN says that to their viewers. This bad man was bad to the children, and he said that, you know, that nothing happened. We're not going to show you him say it, though. It's too evil for you to see because he didn't really say it. And this other kid's a liar that says that we gave him scripted questions. Don't listen to him, even though there's video of us doing it at many other town halls. And then in the trade publications, as Paul said, Rupert Murdoch goes, we're going to make billions more. I suggest we have a consortium and only or maybe 100 publications are allowed. And I'm reading this. I'm advising the president that this will be the new system we have. Well, the president's under attack by the very same censorship triangulation. I mean, you are witnessing 21st century book burning in live time. And the best part is, then they misrepresent what you say. They don't just shut you up. They then gag you and then put you on trial in front of the public. And the public runs up and throws coffee on you or runs up and shoots you. And then it's loving. Like I walk down the street in Austin, all the folks that have collapsed in their areas of the country, that they come here, and leftists go, ooh, boo, get out of here, go, go. It's all bullying. It's all, it's a bunch of thugs, man. And they can't believe it when I go, hey, listen, I bet you're a big loser. I bet you're not successful in anything. That's why you're so hateful. You know, did you ever think you came here to get away from people like you? Why? Oh, you're upset now that I'm in your face. Yeah, you can't shut my mouth up, you piece of crap. You want to tell me to go away? You want to tell me to shut up? But imagine they got our kids in the school. See, that's where they're really bullying the daylights out of them, telling them they're another gender, harassing the hell out of them, serious child abuse, trying to screw your kids up as much as you can. And you just let them, oh, don't bully me. Give me social support. Make me feel like I'm inclusive. I'll do whatever you say. Okay, the new English department says don't say the word man. Okay, I won't say that either. And we're taking down the Martin Luther King statue. He was anti-gay, which he wasn't even. Oh, okay, take him down. Because if they can say, take down Martin Luther King, take down Alex Jones, take down Doc, they can do anything. Paul, I appreciate you coming on while I've been ranting. I am just, this is so crazy, the levels of lies, other great points you've been making. How do we counterstrike this? Because they got money to burn. I mean, I can get cases of civil rights action and show the racketeering 1,000 times beyond the gay cake situation, the gay wedding cake. I mean, we are being racketeered against. This is organized crime. And we have to respond because this is precedent setting. And as you said, the Wall Street Journal is in there with the CEO of News Corp saying it's all about money. We're going to shut everybody down. And all these so-called liberals don't get, hey, if they can ban Alex Jones, they're going to ban everything, you dumb schmucks. Paul, go ahead.
Oh, Alex, the argument you always hear, oh, YouTube's a private company, it can do what it wants. No, YouTube's working with government to crush the First Amendment. That's the issue, okay? We need some kind of telecommunications act, Alex, to regulate these companies because they are monopolies. If you're not on those platforms, you're not on anything at this point. Google is the internet, okay? We need some kind of law or telecommunications act. But that Wall Street Journal guy, Jack Nickass, he did the same thing that CNN did, Alex. He got a bunch of InfoWars videos, took them directly to YouTube and said, oh, doesn't this one violate your policy? What about this one? They've got people whose sole job, or partly their job, within these news organizations is to try and get InfoWars censored. They've got dedicated teams at this point. They can flash up another article, Alex, which is Senator warns YouTube algorithm may be open to manipulation by bad actors. This was Senator Mark Warner of Virginia whining about how people had negative opinions about Hillary Clinton on YouTube, and that's why she lost the election. God forbid people were questioning her health, Alex. I wonder which video he's referring to on that score, maybe the one that we did that got 6-7 million views. So he's calling on YouTube to bury us in the algorithm. That's not enough just to bury us because people will find us anyway if people really want to find us. No, we have to be deplatformed, gone entirely off of the whole damn show.
And then if we try, Paul, to go to a march for the lady that got killed by the illegal alien, there are armed communists not letting our reporters on the Capitol grounds in front of the police.
Incredible. And YouTube, they also ban videos put out by national government. The Polish government put out a video talking about the migrant crisis. They censored that. They censored my video for talking about Islam. No nudity, no swearing, not even targeting any individual, just talking about an idea.
Remember the Congress lady from Tennessee put out a very thing about, I love my family and I love America and I'm running for re-election. They banned that, remember? Just a wholesome woman going, I love my family. It's like they said the State of the Union. MSNBC said, oh, did you hear him talk about family and churches? And as she said, you don't get that anymore. That's gone. Talk about hunchback demons. What dimension of hell did these people crawl out of?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I didn't do this on purpose. Milo decided to hang out a few more days here in Austin, and we invited him back in the studio to talk about censorship and have a serious discussion. Milo Yiannopoulos, because they started out with him in the middle of the election last about a year and a half ago to ban him on Twitter. And then he was the precedent-setting case, and then now he's been banned everywhere else, and you know they just run around in the media celebrating how wonderful it is to be censors. Well, if you just joined us, these articles were so chilling last week that I couldn't even believe them. I saw Paul Watson's article about it. CEO of News Corp admits the plan to shut down all other competing news agencies and that setting up a consortium of the top 100 companies or so they'll all cover each other and then just kill the internet as it's known, and that they were meeting with News Corp. I was meeting with Time Warner and with Google and with I saw the article and I linked to the Wall Street Journal and it said it all there. And they said, and we'll sell this as if we're cleaning up the internet and getting rid of the Russian agent, Alex Jones. More defamation, more insane cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Milo is here now. So, boom, one strike comes in another. And then, yeah, in the article, CNN says they're doing the strikes because we're bullying children. And then all we did was say, hey, we interviewed, we showed local newscasting or multiple shooters, and we interviewed one of the other students who said the same thing, and we just had nice, polite interviews. But they say that, oh, no, those are interviews us saying that the shooting didn't happen. So, Milo, this is next-level stuff we're dealing with. Paul Watson, you guys, just free-for-all here. What do we do about this? We need a new Telecommunications Act, a true open, free Internet Act Keep the Internet Free Act. It's the left coming in, doing all of this. And they're so authoritarian, and now they're putting notices up under our videos. They started it with Russian videos, saying this is state-sponsored, as if CNN is it globalist-sponsored. I mean, what do we do, Milo? You have been the test subject of this. Now they're announcing the big, giant rollout against us, congressional hearings, you name it. And it's surreal that what they accuse you of isn't even true. But they won't show the video. You notice, because it's so evil.
Yes.
Oh my God, Jones said nothing happened at the thing, and I didn't say that. In fact, we even predicted, this is next level.
You and I spoke about the subject of Florida on air together 2 days ago, and the way that we phrased things was remarkably cautious. We were disciplined and careful and light touch, and the majority of the big claims in that interview came from a student at the school. So here's what's happening. The big media and the tech companies respond with a warning shot, which is a strike on a YouTube account. It's the first sign that they have already decided that they don't want you around questioning things. And here's the really big thing that will happen to you after the ban comes, which you don't think about beforehand. It removes your right of reply. It removes your ability to respond to smears. The first thing that happens that's obvious is it removes your reach. Everybody knows that. You lose your YouTube account, the audience there is gone. But perhaps the more important thing long term is that people can then lie about you on YouTube and you cannot respond. Because your audiences these days are fragmented not by media company. You don't have New York Times readers and Washington Post readers. You have platform faithful audiences. So there are people who get almost everything from YouTube. There are people who get almost everything from newspaper websites. There are people who get almost everything from Twitter. And if somebody makes an allegation against you on YouTube and you can't respond to it on YouTube, the YouTube audience, which may be a colossal slice of your platform, of your people, will never get to hear your response. They'll never get to hear your side of the story. It's bad now.
And that's what they do. You could teach a college course on this deception off the CNN articles because, Paul, that's exactly what they're doing. They say that we're saying nothing happened, and then they talk about somebody else's video that got removed, and they say, so Jones's videos, we've complained, and we're almost there. We've almost got him shut down. So, mm-hmm. It's criminal, Paul. They are racketeering against the First Amendment.
Well, the New York Times floated a trial balloon on this back in November. The headline is YouTube's rapid response partisans game the news a tragedy, which is similar to the Cuomo thing on CNN where he says, only we can read the WikiLeaks. And in this article, they conflate me with this actual racist who responded to the Sutherland Spring shooting by saying it's either a Muslim or a black guy before anyone knew anything about it. Then they mention me. And they get into this whole question about, how do you manage to get your tweets to the top of the search engine, like you mentioned with the whole congressional hearing? How do you manage to reach so many people on YouTube? I told them, there's no strategy. It's having an argument. It's resonating with people. It's not being boring. And they can't compete with that, Alex. There was an MTV News video. MTV News used to be, at least, a big social justice warrior channel. They did an interview with Tim Kaine a couple of weeks ago. It has 200 views. They can't resonate with anyone.
Paul, I noticed Facebook's smarter than Google. Facebook, you had videos back during the election with 37 million, 25. You had like 30 videos or 40 videos. I was sitting there looking going, that's 37 million, that's 29 million. And they were growing. They'd be like 300 million now. Because once they get that, they never stop. Mm-hmm. We're talking in weeks. They were getting
same thing happened to me.
They just
But what Facebook does is instead of banning you, Facebook turns down the volume on you. They have an algorithm that can de-emphasize your posts so that you don't appear in the news feed. So somebody could be subscribed to you. Somebody could comment on your page every day. They could love you. And Facebook knows they love you because they know how active they are on your page. But they still never see any of your stuff in the news feed because Facebook hasn't outright banned you. It's just turned the volume
They're
down.
They're smarter. And see, YouTube executives brag, we shadow banned Jones. We got to go to his actual page to find it. Mm-hmm. And then these idiots don't even know we've done it. No, we know you've done it.
Because we see the numbers.
They're also in the news like we're not humans going, our strategy will increase profits and shut down all competition. There'll be no more internet freedom by 2020. That's our corporate plan. We just met with the top 15 CEOs. This was in the Wall Street Journal last week, Paul, and then the left goes, they're going to ban Alex Gay. He's still got a tinfoil hat on, though. No one's coming for you, but we're going to ban you, you son of a bitch. I mean, these are frothing idiots, Paul. And of course,
no, it's like, yeah, you're paranoid. You think they're going to ban you? Oh, by the way, we're banning you. Yeah, I mean, the Wall Street Journal piece, this Jack Nickass guy, in his article, he openly said he'd compiled a list of, quote, fringe and divisive content and then presented it to YouTube. I mean, imagine that being your job, to collect things which are offensive.
By the way, that's fringe. Authoritarianism. The New York Times has a liaison with YouTube that tries to... Yeah. Our main job is blocking out shows. But so, wait, think about this, though. It's just like the Soviet Union. That's their job. They make lists of who to disappear. Because you know that's what's coming next. They're going to kill us. I mean, you know that they know we're not going to shut up. They want to just cut us down to size before they really come after us.
I think they can strangle us digitally. They can strangle us commercially. They can strangle us in a million different ways. They don't even have to go through the ugly business of doing it in real life. I think they're perfectly able to do it with turning down the volume.
They've never been able to shut us down because the audience gets it and gets around it. I understand they really deplatformed you and they all celebrate it and everything and you act like you're dead, which isn't true. That's why you're here. But I'm telling you, audience, I've been so upset I haven't plugged in 2 hours. I need support. I need support big time. I need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Great supplements, great books, videos, t-shirts, things you need. Super high quality toothpaste. I've been so busy, I haven't come up with the new specials. So all those specials, it's going to end up selling out everything. I didn't want to sell out of everything. I was going to go back to regular price till more came in. But we're just going to keep this up till it sells out, which looks like it'll be a few days. Super blue fluoride free toothpaste with a little silver and iodine. We've got the Brain Force. We've got 50% off Icarin, the liver and kidney cleanse. We've got the Cell Force, which is an incredible deal. It's going to be called DNA Force Plus as soon as we relaunch it because it's way better than the old DNA Force. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, thank the local stations that are picking up the show. Understand it isn't about InfoWars. The reason I've dropped everything and gone to this when I had a huge show lined up is because this is a big deal, folks. News Corp and CNN have announced together that they're moving to completely end everybody on the internet and only make it a corporate platform. Do you understand that? They are making their move. They first turned Facebook, Google, YouTube, all this into these huge utilities, and then they're rolling them out. Paul, this is an emergency situation, and they're going to move against the president. They're so pissed his approval ratings are up. They're so pissed the country's coming back. This is a civil war, Paul. What do we do?
Well, we need to lobby for some kind of new telecommunications act. As I've said, I mean, people within the Trump administration have seemed sympathetic to that at different points, so that's what we want. The thing about YouTube, Alex, is it takes hard work to build up a YouTube audience, a subscriber base, and you have to have a personality to be successful on YouTube. People who work in the mainstream media, Alex, don't have personalities. Okay, it takes talent. It takes having a message that resonates with people. They're boring. They're lazy. No one wants to watch them, which is why they're so resentful and jealous, which is why they're deliberately targeting YouTube and trying to shut us down. It's not just their overall agenda. It's also personal. They hate us because they're boring and no one wants to listen to them.
That's right. They're self-righteous thug scum who just absolutely have been caught in every form of corruption and lying and manipulation imaginable. It's like Tucker Carlson said last week, how much would you have to be paid to watch CNN? As it turns out, they paid to make everyone watch it in the hotels and the airports. Paul, great job. Thank you so much. More with Milo. Steve Pachenik coming up. Stay with us.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system.